No matter where you happen to be, you're on Texas Standard Time, and we're so glad you are, too. I'm David Brown, and it's Monday, April 3rd. Ted Cruz has called for North Korea to be returned to America's list of state sponsors of terrorism, what Kim Jong-un is calling a grave provocation, little short of a declaration of war. For his part, Senator Cruz is facing something of a more personal distraction at the moment, and his name is Beto O'Rourke. O'Rourke is the U.S. congressman from El Paso who last week announced he's going to challenge Mr. Cruz for his seat in the Senate. The 44-year-old Democrat spent the weekend touring the state, drawing sizable crowds as he tries to sell himself in advance of election season proper. Could he succeed? In Texas? Brandon Rottinghouse teaches political science at the University of Houston. Welcome.
Sure, my pleasure, David.
Several names have been floated as possible opponents for Ted Cruz, Democrats and Republicans, I suppose we should point out. But I guess a lot of Texans wonder, in a state with the political makeup that we currently have, could a Democrat, particularly someone with not a whole lot of name recognition east of West Texas, could a Democrat have a chance here?
The problem for Democrats is that you're running uphill and it's hard to be able to undo the structural advantage that most Republicans have. I think that Ted Cruz is beatable, but Ted Cruz, Republican, is not beatable. That's the real difference here. So Beto is going to have to raise a lot of money. He can play small ball, right? We're at the start of baseball season, right? He can play small ball and he can get big crowds. But we've seen this before. We've seen this play out where it's hard for a Democrat to be able to go place to place without having a big picture strategy and without having essentially a lot of money to be able to cover himself on the air. Ted Cruz is going to have that. So Exactly how the dynamics of this play out still, I think, pretty open.
Well, you know, I'm thinking about what you're saying there, and it seems like people were saying the same sort of thing about a certain senator from Vermont at the start of the presidential election. He didn't have an infrastructure, just didn't seem like a likely winning candidate, and yet you saw the sort of excitement that he generated. O'Rourke has said that he's going to throw out the old Democratic playbook in Texas. I wonder if he's trying to take a page from Bernie Sanders.
I think he might be. In fact, to that point, he had mentioned at some point during one of the speeches this weekend that the average contribution to his campaign is $34. So there's a lot of similarities there. I think a Democrat can use that, but a Democrat in Texas is going to have trouble still because the infrastructure, county by county, city by city, is going to have to be built from essentially zero. And that's going to be a tough road because if you don't have that in place to begin with and you don't have money to be able to spend to be able to get it, it's going to be difficult to be able to produce that within the span of the 500 or so days until the election.
Isn't it true, though, that Texans like the idea of a politician who won't take marching orders from the establishment, much less an establishment in Washington, D.C.? That would seem to me to be a particularly appealing message, at least. And it puts Ted Cruz in an awkward position because Ted Cruz ran on that same strategy. And now I think some might say, particularly some in the O'Rourke campaign, that Cruz has become the establishment.
I think that's a real downside for Ted Cruz. And part of the reason I think that Cruz is beatable as a person is that he, I think, is trying to have his cake and eat it too. He's trying to play an insurgent, but also trying to essentially be somebody who's part of the system and can solve the system, the kind of great conservative hope in the Donald Trump administration. That might pay off for Cruz, because if he can convince the wings of the Republican Party in Texas that he's palatable, then he can maintain the fairly high numbers that he's got that have rebounded from the election, which was a bit of a fracas with he and Donald Trump. I think on O'Rourke, I think that the fact that he's able to kind of cement his role as this bipartisan leader, somebody who's really looking out for the interests of Texas, the bipartisan road trip we saw a few weeks ago, I think was a great example of that. He can sell that. But the problem is that he's not doing that in a vacuum. He's doing that in an environment where he's going to be labeled as another liberal from the Democratic Party. And we already have seen that happening from some of Ted Cruz's associates. So he's going to have to really find a way to undo that. That's going to take a lot of money. So playing small ball can get you pretty far. It's going to get you crowds. But when it comes to trying to convince moderate voters, swing voters who are leaning Republican, especially in an election year where you're going to have generally low turnout, can he do that? That, I think, we have to still wait and see.
I wonder if Beto O'Rourke's going to, if the real difficulty he's going to face is that there is another popular Texas Democrat who has also expressed interest in the seat that Ted Cruz has right now. We're talking about Congressman Joaquin Castro. Could we actually see a fight among Texas Democrats splitting the resources?
He's the 800-pound steer in this equation. If he steps in, we're talking about a very different kind of dynamic. There is, I think, some value in having an election which is competitive on the Democratic side of things. But I think that really they both, O'Rourke and Castro, come from the same wing of the party. They're both fairly moderate, but they are grassroots oriented. Mm-hmm. So they can definitely pull in a lot of new voters. So that's going to be the kind of dynamic the party wants going forward. I don't think this is the right time, though. I think the party wants to have a clean win. I think they want to have the resources pointing in one direction because they're going to need every penny if they're going to try to unseat Ted Cruz.
Watch this space. Brandon Rodinghouse is professor of political science at the University of Houston. Brandon, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure.